It is a truth universally acknowledged that Pride and Prejudice is Jane Austen's most beloved novel. And now that novel is getting an update because there's this thing called the Austen Project, which is an effort to pair authors with Jane Austen's books, get them to do modern versions. And when that project reached out to best-selling novelist Curtis Sittenfeld, she felt like she had won the lottery.
It was irresistible to me. It just sounded like so much fun.
Sittenfeld's Bennett sisters are decidedly modern.
Jane is 39 years old, and after carefully considering the sort of issue, she is pursuing having a baby on her own using donor insemination. And her family doesn't know besides her sister, Liz. Liz, meanwhile, is, and Jane's a yoga instructor in New York. Liz is a magazine writer. She writes for a women's magazine called Mascara. And she is involved with, I know that some listeners might cringe even hearing this. She's involved with a married man, although the married man and his wife have an understanding, so it's not quite as sordid as it seems.
And that married man, he is Jasper Wick. You might remember that original cad from the Austen classic as George Wickham. The younger Bennets are recognizable, too. Lydia and Kitty are underemployed and obsessed with CrossFit. Mary is a recluse earning online degrees. The family is in financial trouble, and the oldest sisters have returned home to Cincinnati to try to right the ship. The book is called Eligible, which is not just a status, but in Sittenfeld's book, a reality show a la The Bachelor. Dr. Chip Bingley, yes, you know the name. He's a former contestant on the show, and he and his snobby neurosurgeon friend, Fitzwilliam Darcy, have recently arrived in town.
Everyone in Cincinnati knows that he's recently arrived because he's a celebrity of a certain sort, and they know he's single because he was on this show. But he also, in addition to having been on a reality TV show, he went to Harvard Medical School, so he has a pedigree that Mrs. Bennett is comfortable with.
Because why? I mean, we don't really know if he's a good person or not, or if he's a good match for any of her daughters, but what is it about that kind of person with that kind of pedigree that she so desperately wants for one of her daughters?
Well, one of the things that I thought about as I was writing is which of the pressures or which of the issues that exist in Pride and Prejudice still exist today. And I think that, you know, obviously a woman's financial well-being does not hinge on getting married anymore as it did then. But at the same time, there's certainly still social pressure to marry, especially if you get to the age of, say, 40. People might wonder why. They might think, are you not married because you don't want to be? Are you not married because you couldn't meet the right person? Did you want children? And so I think that Mrs. Bennett has a pretty unattractively old-fashioned view of the world. And she has five daughters who go from being in their early 20s to almost 40. And she's astonished that none of them have married. And she has such a sort of conventional retro view that she thinks that life is not complete unless you have found your husband.
But as you mentioned, I mean, we are at this moment where it's perfectly acceptable to be a single woman who has a career and a full life. There's all kinds of articles and books coming out celebrating what it means to be a single woman. Did you come up against this tension? Because this book exists so much in that other paradigm when marriage meant everything to women.
Right, right. Well, I think, I mean, again, nobody's security or entry into the community hinges on being married. But at the same time, social pressure is a sort of, it's hard to pinpoint, but it certainly exists. And it's almost like saying, like the fact that there's all these books saying, you know, it's great to be a single woman is almost like having Black History Month. Like, it's like if there were racial equality, I don't think we'd have Black History Month. And if no pressure existed for women to marry off, I don't think we would have books existing saying how great it is to be single.
Lastly, you know, writing a book based on Pride and Prejudice is one thing. You've done something very different when you wrote American Wife, which was loosely based on a true-ish story of former First Lady Laura Bush. Which is harder, hearkening back to a book that so many people know and love, or having to fill in the blanks in a life that is somewhat reported on, but not a whole lot of original source material out there?
Well, there are parallels between the two experiences of writing American Wife and writing Eligible. And I mean, obviously, I took huge creative liberties in both cases, but there was a sort of architecture to the story. Like, there was an architecture to the story of Laura Bush's life. She herself might not see it that way, but that was how I saw it as an outsider. And there was an architecture that Jane Austen had created for Pride and Prejudice. And so for me, it was this way of definitely borrowing that and using it as inspiration, but also making it my own. And I actually, something that I think is fun and fun for the reader is, in both cases, the reader sort of knows what's going to happen, but sort of doesn't know what's going to happen. And so there is this, it's almost like there's almost an implicit dialogue between me and the reader where I'm saying, I know you know this. And you know, I know, you know, but there still will be surprises. I'm going to, in some ways, I'll fulfill your expectations, and in some ways, I'll defy them.
Curtis Sittenfeld is the author of the new novel, Eligible. She joined us from studios at St. Louis Public Radio. Curtis, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.